You're listening to SBS News.
A not-for-profit business is working to address economic inequality amongst Australia's migrant and refugee community through food. Launched in 2016, Free to Feed aims to celebrate Australia's diverse cultural culinary landscape while giving new migrants access to employment. CEO and Free to Feed co-founder Loretta Bolleton says the business's mission is to not only help refugees, migrants and asylum seekers financially, but to help them feel a sense of belonging in Australia.
When people are journeying towards us, they are imagining Australia to be their new home. They want to settle here, they want to participate, they want to find jobs and start families or reconnect with families. But unfortunately, the reality is that when one arrives in Australia seeking asylum, it's a difficult process. There's a period of detention, and then even once a person is living in the community, it's really difficult to navigate completely new systems, to look for work and to find ways to make friends.
Research shows around 85% of Australians are proud of the nation's multicultural makeup and diverse history. Despite this, many new migrants feel isolated and face serious economic integration problems, with the unemployment rate amongst refugees four times higher. Shahnaz Al-Bahalifeh is an asylum seeker from Iran who fled for safety reasons. She has been working as a cooking instructor at Free to Feed for the last 7 months, but says initially life in Australia was hard.
When I first arrived to Australia, that was very difficult for me because I didn't know any English, and it's a new culture, new country, new place, no home, no language, no job. It was very difficult for me.
She says being a cooking teacher allows her to pass on her culture to others in the same way it was passed down to her.
When I got married, I was 18 years old, and on that time I didn't even know how to fry eggs. But after that, my mother-in-law taught me how to cook, and every day she taught me. And now I have been cooking about 27 years, and I am so happy because I like cooking, my job, and I like especially work with these lovely people.
Ms. Bolleton says the unique ability of food to bring people from different cultures together is key to Free to Feed's mission.
I've had that thread of being passionate about food as a catalyst for conversation. And I guess through my work experience, I found that a lot of refugees, people seeking asylum, also brought that food culture. One of the women in our program grabbed her hands as her certificate. She's been a mother and cooking for her family for the last 30 years, but food is something that she knows how to do, and it's something that she can do here and do well in Australia.
Since Free to Feed opened in Melbourne, it has provided over 13,000 hours of paid training and distributed more than $350,000 in employment wages. Head chef Misha Tropp trains Free to Feed employees, many of which are women who fled war in search of a better life in Australia. Mr. Tropp says it is incredible to see his students grow in confidence, both in and out of the kitchen.
When I started in June, I was working with this woman, Riyama. Riyama's from Syria, and she could communicate, but she still had low-level English. She didn't have a lot of confidence and was quite quiet. In over 3 months of working with her, I've discovered that actually she was an amazing cook and got to learn a lot from her. And then in the last month, I have transitioned her cooking classes, which for someone who wasn't very confident, to have her standing up in front of a group of people and teaching them is such a big win.
Despite being the teacher, Mr. Tropp says he learns just as much from the migrants and refugees he trains as they do from him.
I'm constantly learning about food and technique, about their culture. I'm learning about people. It's very humbling.
Free to Feed is now launching a catering branch which will employ and develop cooks from Iraq, Iran, Syria and Palestine. The new catering menu will focus on Middle Eastern cuisines ranging from baba ganoush and marhamara dips to saffron poached pears and rose baklava. Ms. Bolleton wants to encourage people to help her support the refugees and migrants she employs.
Catering and events is a very vibrant space, and we believe that there is a lot of opportunity for local members of the community and the business community to make really simple, ethical decisions to purchase catering from Free to Feed and help to, you know, create a social impact and provide an opportunity to someone.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.